This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. A gunman killed at least 18 children and 3 adults at an elementary school in Texas, according to local officials. Greg Abbott, Texas's governor, said the suspected murderer, an 18-year-old man, was killed by police. The massacre in Uvalde, Texas, comes on the heels of mass shootings in Buffalo, New York, and Southern California earlier this month. Active shooter incidents surged by more than 50% between 2020 and 2021, and by nearly 97% since 2017, according to new data released Monday by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Russia redoubled its efforts to take the parts of Donbas still under Ukrainian control by trying to encircle the cities of Severodonetsk and Lysychansk in Luhansk. A poll found that 82% of Ukrainians oppose the idea of offering any territorial concessions during peace talks. Meanwhile, the underground railway in Kharkiv reopened after being used as a bomb shelter since Russia invaded 3 months ago on Tuesday. America's Treasury Department said it would block Russia from paying down dollar-denominated debt, raising the prospect of a sovereign default soon. American banks and investors have been free to process and receive Russian bond payments since the war started, though those licenses will lapse on Wednesday. Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, has said a Russian default would have little economic impact, since Russia is, quote, already cut off from global capital markets. New home sales in America fell by 16.6% from March to April, suggesting that rising interest rates are cooling the country's overheated housing market. The drop in the seasonally adjusted annual rate from 709,000 to 591,000 homes sold was the biggest monthly decline since 2013. Higher mortgage rates may be reducing buyer demand, but the market remains tight thanks to limited supply and sluggish construction. Moldovan authorities have detained Igor Dodon, the former president and head of the country's pro-Russian opposition party, while he is investigated for corruption and treason. Moldova's anti-corruption prosecutor said the probe is looking into whether Mr. Dodon accepted illicit funds. A spokesman for the Kremlin said the detention was akin to, quote, persecuting supporters of friendly, mutually advantageous relations with Russia. Glencore said it would plead guilty to bribery and corruption charges in Britain and America and pay at least $1.2 billion to settle criminal and civil probes there. Anti-corruption investigators in Britain charged the world's largest commodities trader with 7 counts of bribery to secure access to oil in Africa. As part of its deal with American prosecutors, Glencore agreed to accept an independent compliance monitor for 3 years. Shares in Snap, the parent company of the Snapchat app, plunged by more than 40%. The company cut its forecasted earnings for the second quarter and said it would not meet its revenue targets. Its shares are on course for the worst session since listing in 2017. Other social media stocks, such as Meta and Twitter, also dropped on the announcement. And fact of the day. 2. The number of working petrol stations on the 550-kilometer road from Lviv to Kyiv.